Divine Office Evening Prayer. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
What a great work of charity! Death itself died when life was slain on the tree.
What a great work of charity! Death itself died when life was slain on the tree.
The Lord's revelation to my Master. Sit on my right. Your foes I will put beneath your feet.
The Lord will wield from Zion your scepter of power. Rule in the midst of all your foes.
A prince from the day of your birth on the holy mountains, from the womb before the dawn, I begot you.
The Lord has sworn an oath he will not change. You are a priest forever, a priest like Melchizedek of old.
The Master standing at your right hand will shatter kings in the day of his great wrath.
He shall drink from the stream by the wayside, and therefore he shall lift up his head.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
What a great work of charity! Death itself died when life was slain on the tree.
We worship your cross, O Lord, and we commemorate your glorious passion. You suffered for us. Have mercy on us.
We worship your cross, O Lord, and we commemorate your glorious passion. You suffered for us. Have mercy on us.
I trusted, even when I said, I am sorely afflicted. And when I said in my alarm, no man can be trusted.
How can I repay the Lord for his goodness to me? The cup of salvation I will raise. I will call on the Lord's name.
My vows to the Lord I will fulfill before all his people. O precious in the eyes of the Lord is the death of his faithful.
Your servant, Lord, your servant am I. You have loosened my bonds. A thanksgiving sacrifice I make. I will call on the Lord's name.
My vows to the Lord I will fulfill before all his people. In the courts of the house of the Lord, in your midst, O Jerusalem.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
We worship your cross, O Lord, and we commemorate your glorious passion. You suffered for us. Have mercy on us. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, for by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, for by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
O Lord our God, you are worthy to receive glory and honor and power.
For you have created all things. By your will they came to be and were made.
Worthy are you, O Lord, to receive the scroll and break open its seals.
For you were slain. With your blood you purchased for God men of every race and tongue, of every people and nation.
You made of them a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they shall reign on the earth.
Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches, wisdom and strength, honor and glory and praise.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and
will be forever. Amen.
We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, for by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. A reading from 1 Corinthians. We preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews, and an absurdity to Gentiles. But to those who are called, Jews and Greeks alike, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
O glorious Christ, on you the King of Angels was victorious.
O glorious cross, on you the King of Angels was victorious.
And he has washed away our sins in his own blood.
On you the King of Angels was victorious.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
O glorious cross, on you the King of Angels was victorious.
O cross, you are the glorious sign of our victory. Through your power, may we share in the triumph of Christ Jesus.
My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day, all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
O cross, you are the glorious sign of our victory. Through your power, may we share in the triumph of Christ Jesus.
Let us pray with confidence to Christ who endured the cross to save us.
Lord, through your cross, bring us to the glory of your kingdom.
O Christ, you emptied yourself, taking the form of a servant and being made like us.
Grant that your people may follow the example of your humility.
Lord, through your cross, bring us to the glory of your kingdom.
O Christ, you humbled yourself and became obedient unto death, even death on a cross.
Grant that your servants may imitate your obedience and willing acceptance of trials.
Lord, through your cross, bring us to the glory of your kingdom.
O Christ, you are raised up by the Father and given the name that is above all other names.
May your people, strengthened in the hope of a heavenly resurrection, persevere to the end.
Lord, through your cross, bring us to the glory of your kingdom.
O Christ, at your name every knee in heaven, on earth and under the earth will bend in adoration.
Pour out your love upon all men, that they may join together in proclaiming your glory.
Lord, through your cross, bring us to the glory of your kingdom. O Christ, every tongue shall confess that you are Lord to the glory of God the Father.
Welcome our brothers and sisters who have died into the unfailing joy of your kingdom.
Lord, through your cross, bring us to the glory of your kingdom. We pattern our prayer on the prayer of Christ our Lord and say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
O God, who willed that your only begotten Son should undergo the cross to save the human race, grant, we pray, that we, who have known his mystery on earth, may merit the grace of his redemption in heaven. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen. Amen.